Now listen, don't get stuck in glory. What you do in your present glory can either hinder or help the next glory. Do you understand me? You want to keep going from glory to glory to glory because you're constantly being changed into that beautiful image of our Lord.
Why do you run from me?
Are you running from the love of God? God's love never fails. Welcome to Love Never Fails, the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, with Pastor Bill Quinn. We are delighted to be here today and share the Word of God with you. Currently, we are airing Pastor Bill's recent study from the Epistle of Ephesians. And today, he concludes the message, In That Day. Now, let's join the study.
It's groaning. Creation is groaning. Now here it comes. Not only that, but we also who have the what? There it is. The first fruits of the Spirit. In other words, a foretaste, a pledge, the earnest deposit, the guarantee, whatever you want to call it, of the glory that awaits us. Not just heaven, loved one, but our new bodies. Even we ourselves, we groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. Oh, loved one, listen, you think of what the Word of God, what it's telling us is going to happen. I went, oh, Lord, first fruits. In ancient times, you know what they did back then in Israel and so forth? Right before the harvest was to be, all of it to be harvested, they would go out into the field, wherever the crop was, and they would reap or take or glean just a little bit of, say, the wheat or whatnot. Men, and they would rush home, and they would take that little portion of from the field, and they would grind it, I guess, and whatever they did, and then they would cook it, and then the whole family would sit down and have dinner and so forth. And when they ate, listen to me now, when they ate, the family, they partook of what was taken, but just a piece, just a foretaste. Are you listening to me? Just a little bit of it. In other words, it was the first fruits of the harvest, but it came from the same crop. We have the first fruits of the Spirit of God. He has sealed us. I'm not talking about the upper room experience. I'm talking about the new birth. Are you with me? Yes. Oh, we've been sealed by the Spirit of God forever, loved one. And I say, oh, Lord, we've tasted of that. We love it. But right now, there's something happening. Creation, all of creation, is groaning, and Christians are groaning. Listen, the earth is cursed. Did you know that? Heaven and earth will pass away, you know, but my words, Jesus said, never pass away. Listen, in the millennial reign, whenever the lion lays down with the lamb or the kids will play with the scorpion, you know what, remember? Yeah. I mean, we're going to be there, and we'll go, what is that? Say, Jesus will say, well, that's grass, Bill. That's grass? Yeah, see, you've been walking around on cursed grass, and I'm not talking about that other grass. Yeah, I knew what you were thinking. No, listen to me now. No, and you'll see a tree, and you'll go, oh, my gosh, what is that? That's a tree. The trees that you've been looking at, they're cursed. That's not a tree. That's a cursed tree. Bumblebees. I mean, they'll be flying around you. You know how they are? They won't sting you. They couldn't sting you in a million years. They're probably going to sing to you. There'll be a whole chorus. Lion will come up and rub your leg. Gorillas will just, come here, Bill. Let me show what Tarzan's really like. No, come on, folks. We don't know. This is not beautiful. It'll be beautiful. Creation is groaning. They want to get set free, but they can't until we're set free when we're revealed. I groan all the time. Man, the first fruits of the Holy Spirit, the foretaste of the glory that awaits us, my new body, and I need one. I mean, just think, when that happens, loved one, you know, that new body, you know, you'll have hair. Yeah, think about it. You're going to be pretty. When you see him, you will be like him, the Bible says. No, see, listen, there are three tenses, if you will, three parts to our salvation. Number one, you know, the Bible teaches us that we have been saved. We have been justified, okay? Are we living in that right now? Yes, Jesus' spotless, sinless record is now put to our account. I have been saved. I am now also being saved, that we call that sanctification, the work of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer, taking us from glory to glory to glory. We have that right now. But there's one, the third part, we don't have, which is the final redemption of that brand new body, and heaven will be our home. Oh, to have a perfect, sinless, deathless new body, I can handle that. The Bible, listen, don't you want out of this body? Come on. I mean, I couldn't even button. You know those little buttons? They put this stuff on here to torture men. You know that? See, it's not the big button. Doesn't bother me. Did I spit on anybody? No, it's those little buttons. You know, and I tell you what I think. Why did they make pants so skinny? You know, what happened to when you could put your foot into the pants? And I don't like skinny pants, but you go to the store, you have to buy a pair of skinny pants? I don't know why I'm saying those things. Loved one, listen, I want out of this body of death. The Bible tells us, listen carefully. It says 2 Corinthians 5:1, for we know if our earthly house, this tent, this is what it is destroyed, meaning by death, we have a building from God, not made with the hands, eternal in the heavens. Here it comes. For in this we groan. That intense groaning in our hearts and in our bodies, loved one, in our minds, earnestly desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven. If indeed, having been clothed, we shall not be found naked, for we who are in this tent, yeah, we groan, we're being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but we want to be further clothed, that mortality, in other words, our mortal part, may be swallowed up by life, swallowed up in victory, loved one. Okay, here it comes. Listen carefully. He who has prepared us for this very thing is God. Here it is, who has also given us the Spirit, the sealing of the Spirit, as a guarantee, as a pledge, as an earnest money put down, as a deposit, if you will. The Greeks used that word that I used a moment ago in the Greek for a seal. They use it as the engagement ring. In other words, God says, here's your engagement ring. I've sealed you with the Spirit. I'm going to marry you. You're my bride. I'm going to marry you at the marriage supper of the Lamb. Are y'all with me? Listen, we are sealed, loved one. Oh, listen, one day this tent is going to be over with. There's not going to be any more groaning. There's not going to be any more battles in our life. I will never have to confess sin again. Oh, Lord, I blew it. I drove on 820, and I want to be like them. I want to run them off the road. You know, come on. No, there's no more confession of failure in our lives. One day, all of the groaning is going to be over, a place of no more tears, no more sorrow, no more death. Oh, loved one, it's going to be incredible, no more death. Oh, listen, the old man, all that we used to be in Adam, he isn't interested in groaning. He's a slave to this world. Jesus sits upon our heart now. He's not interested in groaning at all, the old man, the old Bill. I tell you what, though, I don't know what it is, and I don't know why, but I'm sure all of you experience the same thing. I groan more now, groaning scriptural. I groan more now than I've ever groaned in my life. Why? Because I see the emptiness in this world, and I see the emptiness in the eyes of our young people, and it breaks my heart. Oh, listen, I groan because of my sin, and I groan when I look at the sin of others. I tell you where I'm groaning. I groan whenever I see a mom and a dad allow a little child that is so innocent and so pure and so unknowing decide their own gender. I hurt when I see that. I hurt. Every time I read or hear of another mass shooting or another church shooting or another child being molested or another murder or another teenager out on the street being trafficked, I hurt, I groan, and I know you groan as well. Every time I hear the name Biden or Bernie, now that doesn't mean you don't know whether I'm this way or that way. I groan over them all. I don't want to hear the word impeach again or Trump again. You understand? I'm sick of it. That felt good, didn't it? No, listen. We are getting ready, loved one. I don't know when. I don't know the day. I do not know the hour. But the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 15:51, behold, Paul says, let me tell you a mystery, a divine secret from God that he's now sharing with us. Let me tell you this mystery. We shall not all sleep. Not everyone's going to die, but we shall all be changed. What does that mean? It means there's a generation, it might be you, it might be me, it might be us, that's not ever going to experience death. Oh man, the Christians who are alive at the catching away, the rapture of the church, new bodies in an instant. Amen? I mean, we're just gone. We're up there with the Lord, forever be with the Lord. We're never going to groan again. The Bible says it's going to happen in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. The last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we, meaning we that are still alive, could happen right now, shall be changed. Suddenly, without warning, all the true believers on this planet, we are gone. We are caught up with the Lord. We receive our new bodies. Listen, you will never have a funeral. Think about that. No one will come to your funeral because you're not here. You won't have a funeral at all. No, but with all that being said, loved one, listen, it's until that day we have a job, don't we? See, until we are gone, until the day comes when our bodies are truly redeemed, you know, and we get our new bodies, and heaven is our home. We have so much that we need to be doing. Listen, the Holy Spirit is our guarantee. He is the seal right now that is in our heart. But it's only until, look at verse 14 again. It says, until the redemption of God's purchased possession to the praise of His glory. So until that day, we have a job to do. I mean, listen, we are sojourners here. We're just passing through this land, amen? We're pilgrims. We have no continuing city here, but we're looking for one to come wherein dwelleth righteousness, amen? This is not our home. Our home is in heaven. We're citizens of heaven, loved one. No. So what's happening now? Well, what's happening now is this. In 2 Corinthians 3:18, but we all, every Christian with unveiled face, beholding in a mirror the glory of the Lord, here it comes, are being transformed. That's a verb. Are being, present tense, continuous transformation, okay? We're being transformed, I love it, into the same image. In other words, the image of Jesus Christ. See, the seal is the stamp of the image of Jesus in our hearts. Amen? Colossians 1:27, Christ in me, the hope of glory. He says, oh, from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Sanctification is an ongoing process. It's an adventure, as you heard me teach so many times, from glory to glory to glory. Now listen, don't get stuck in glory. What you do in your present glory can either hinder or help the next glory. Do you understand me? Don't do anything to hinder that. You want to keep going from glory to glory to glory because you're constantly being changed into that beautiful image of our Lord. Yes. Until that day, listen to this, 2 Timothy 1:12. For this reason, Paul says, I suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I believed. Here it comes. And I am persuaded that he is able to keep what I've committed unto him until that day. Until that day. I'm persuaded, Paul said. I don't even have to pray about it. Man, I know that he's going to keep me until that very day. Until that day, loved one, God is doing something right now. Yes, you're sealed with the Spirit. It's eternal sealing. If you're truly saved, God keeps those he truly saves. Amen? If you have 1,000 sheep, does Jesus lose any of them? No, he doesn't. No, listen, it says until that day, listen carefully, Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he, meaning God, who began a good work in you. Oh, did you know that you're a good work? A good work in you. Now listen carefully. Here it comes. We'll complete it for how long? Until, there it is again, until the day of Jesus Christ. God will never leave you. You are sealed. Yeah, but Bill, I've had ups and downs. Every Christian has ups and downs, but you don't stay down. You run to the throne of grace. Amen. And there you say, oh, Father, I have sinned, and he is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness by the blood of the Lamb, by the blood of Jesus. Oh, no, you're sealed. You belong to God. No one can take you away from God. Whenever they sealed the tomb of Jesus in Matthew 27, remember what they did? You know how the Romans sealed the tomb? Make it as secure as you can, Pilate said. They would put the seal of Caesar here. They'd run a rope around the stone this way, and on the other side, they'd put the other seal. Who rolled the stone away? The disciples didn't. The Romans didn't. The guards, what happened to them? They were terrified. They fainted. Why? Well, the angel of the Lord was sitting up on the rock, just kind of rolled it away. Why? God said, roll it away. You can't touch what God has secured unless God says, touch it. And God says, the wicked one touches us not. We have been eternally sealed. The Holy Spirit of God is not going to go, you know what? This is a drag, man. I'm out of here. No, it doesn't happen that way. He will never, no, never, no, never leave you. The Bible says that. No one, Jesus said, no one can ever snatch you out of my hands. No one. No one. And I think, oh, Lord, you are so good. You're working in me. Until that day, loved one, listen to me. It tells us in Ephesians 4:30, it says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God by whom you were sealed to the day of redemption. Listen, grieve is a love word. The word, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. The word grieve means to make sad, to vex. Grieve is a love word. You cannot grieve for someone that I don't grieve for people unless I'm in love with them. Does that make sense? I grieve for the world, but not like I would somebody I love. The Holy Spirit loves you. The Holy Spirit, loved one, we don't want to make him sad. The Holy Spirit, I hear people say, it. He's not an it. He's not an enthusiasm. Oh, I'm, you know, da, da. I mean, it's okay, but that's, he's not a language, you know, Scooby-Dooby-Doo or whatever. He's not an it, or an essence, a force. You can't grieve a force. You can only grieve a person, and he is a person. He is the one that sealed your heart and owns your heart, and you are secure. You are his finished transaction, and he will get you home. Well, yeah, but what if I, well, he'll, you know what? What do you do with rebellious sheep? What do the shepherds do with rebellious sheep? Keep running away. You better come back. Bah, no, you know, what do? The shepherd would go out. They'd find the sheep that keeps running away. Snap, break that leg. Now you're dependent on me. Here, hobble along. Come on, hobble along. Don't mess with God. Amen? No, he's taking you home, loved one. He's taking to your eternal inheritance. He sealed you. Oh, and I say, oh God, you're so, so good. Listen, the Holy Spirit, do you ever, I know it's time to go. It's not either. It's, listen, loved one, listen to me now. The Holy Spirit, do you know what the Holy Spirit, if you can grieve him, that means that he has emotions. He has feelings. You can hurt him. You can grieve him. You can make him sad. The Holy Spirit is our ever-present advocate. Our strengthener, our helper, the divine helper of the church. He sealed us. Oh, gosh. I say, oh, Lord, I don't want to hurt him. I don't want to grieve him at all. You know, he loves me. But if you're not aware of his feelings, you're not aware of his presence, he's here. He's here with us always. He's going to go to lunch with you. He's going to watch. Is that a Super Bowl game? It doesn't matter. I don't want to be upset anybody. Do you understand? I say, oh, Lord, you're so good. If you don't practice awareness, you won't hear him say, no, don't go there. Don't look at that. Don't do that. No, stop. Yes, witness at that. Go over there. Here's a word for that. Your destiny will be muddied up. You'll still make it, but it's just going to be unclear. Oh, you need to have him so close to you. The Holy Spirit is our seal, indicating ownership, security, that finished transaction. He is our guarantee until that day. Whether it's I close my eyes, I'm going home, or the rapture comes, whatever, until that day. Listen, we are living in the most dangerous time of Christianity that I believe, and closer to the coming of Christ, the rapture, than ever. You know, Jesus said this about that day. He said in Luke 17:26, Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will also be in the days of the Son of Man. Meaning, you know what? The world is unprepared as Noah's group was unprepared. Amen? Listen, Jesus said, if you want to know what the future is like, I want you to look back at the past. Look at the days of Noah. Remember how violent everything was and how filthy and so forth. He says they were eating, they drank in the days of Noah. They married wives, they were given in marriage. And here it comes again. Until the day that Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. They carried on their life as normal. They were eating, they were drinking, they were marrying, given in marriage. Business as usual, just like today. They were totally caught off guard because the flood, it came suddenly and destroyed them all. Did Noah warn them generation after generation, 120 years? Yes. But here's the deal. They were unmoved by the truth of God's word. It didn't touch them. Every person on earth believed that Noah was wrong. By faith, he condemned the world, didn't he? Noah did. He was right, and everyone was wrong. Loved one, we need to remember the days that we're living in right now. Jesus says, as it was in the days of Noah, it is now. Are you sealed with the Spirit? Has the Holy Spirit sealed you? Are you a new creation in Christ? Oh, man, I mean to know that your sins are forgiven. To know, not just a hope so. I mean to know that your heaven is your home. You can know that if you give your heart to Christ. If you confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart, oh, Jesus, be my Lord. He'll save you. As our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed, and no one looking around, and every Christian praying, if Jesus is not your Lord, I'm not asking you to become a Calvary Chapel or a Baptist or a Pentecostal or anything. I'm asking you to become a Christian, a believer, a follower of Christ. If you will ask Jesus to save you right now, you know what will happen? The Holy Spirit will come into your heart. He will seal you, eternally seal you. And you know what? You'll make it because you need His power to make it. And He will start that good work in your life. If that's you, you say, Bill, I'm not a believer. I'm not a Christian. I want to be saved. I want to be saved right now. You don't have to come to this altar, but you do have to do something as an act of faith. You just have to lift your hand up in the air and say, Bill, pray for me. I want Jesus to be my Lord. I want Him right now to save me. I want to be saved from hell and sin and the consequences of my sin. And then just put your hand right back down. Is that you, loved one? Please lift your hand high. God bless you. I see that hand. Put it down. That's right. I see you. God bless you. That's right. Who else? Quickly. Let me see. Oh, I see you. God bless you. That's right. Who else? Who else? Quickly. Oh, please don't fight that. Please. Let God have His way. God bless you. I see that hand. That's right. Say, come to Christ right now. Anyone else? Quickly. Hand up and then put it right back down. Father, you just saw those hands. An act of faith. They want to be saved. They heard the gospel. Now they're getting ready to believe the word of truth, Lord. And you're getting ready to seal their hearts with the Holy Spirit. So those that lifted your hands, you pray this prayer with me right now. Church, help me out. Say, Father, today I heard the gospel. I want to be saved. I want heaven to be my home. I want my sins forgiven. I want Jesus to be my Lord. So right now, I confess with my mouth, Jesus be my Lord. And I believe in my heart that, Father, you raised Him from the dead. You promised if I prayed that prayer and believed it, you would save me. I believe. Save me, Lord. In Jesus' name, I'm saved. Father, I praise you. I thank you that I just witnessed the sealing of the Spirit of God in the lives of those hands who went up and prayed that prayer. You're glorious. You're wonderful. You're everlasting. You are God and there is no other. You are Savior. There is no other God. We love you in this place called Calvary. Oh, God, I am so thankful for you today. Oh, we praise you in the greatest name in the universe, the name of Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We love you in Jesus' name. Church say, amen.
We'll continue Pastor Bill's study from Ephesians on tomorrow's program, and we hope you'll make a note to join us again. Thanks, everyone, for listening with us, and until next time, may the Lord bless you. If you'd like more information regarding Calvary Chapel Fort Worth, Love Never Fails International, or the Love Never Fails radio broadcast, please visit our website at ccfortworth.org or download the CCFW app. Pastor Bill would also like to personally invite you to join us for any of our three services here at Calvary Chapel Fort Worth. For service times and directions, please visit ccfortworth.org or call our toll-free number, 866-729-1999. That's 866-729-1999. If you're unable to worship with us in person, our live streaming allows you to join us virtually via the CCFW app, Apple TV, Facebook, YouTube, or our Roku channel. So, until our next broadcast, may we encourage you with these words. Love bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Love never fails.